Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Let me continue with Wednesday's discussion about how the regular media too often is either not reporting or inadequately covering news stories of importance to your personal and financial life. As I do this, I again remind you that the regular media has limitations on how many news items it can cover and the depth to which they report them. So, even with the best intentions, the regular media will never be able to make the choices that would satisfy everyone. Here's more examples of what you need to know. According to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, there are more than 110 million people of working age in America that do not have jobs. Despite this huge number of unemployed, the agency claims that the unemployment rate is less than 10%. Both figures cannot simultaneously be accurate, which the regular media never questions or explains. Another problem with government statistics is that the methodology for deriving them keeps changing. 7 years ago, the U.S. Bureau of Economic Analysis changed how it calculates gross domestic product to include factors in the reported total not used by other nations. The effect of this change was to boost subsequent GDP reports by about 3%. Although the BEA modified some prior reports for the changed methodology, it really isn't possible to do accurate long-term comparison of GDP data. Then there is a news that is little reported. Recently, Barron's reported that 2.3 million U.S. mortgage borrowers were more than 90 days late in their payments. It used to be that these were automatically defined as troubled mortgages. However, with the recent rounds of forbearances on paying mortgages, rents, and student loans, the officially reported default rates no longer reflect reality. Or, did you know that even with the COVID-19 deaths this year, that the total number of American deaths and the death rate in 2020 is at a three-year low? As a final example, I recently described changes in the Federal Reserve policies that ominously signal dire troubles in America's banking system. This is why you need to keep coming back here every Wednesday and Friday for more missing news stories here on Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.